It's Juanita. I'm recording now. This is me getting ready to go to AFAM, and I'm super excited. Today I'm coming with my cousin and spend the day with us, and we're going to interview some people, some designers, some people, and it's going to be super fun. Stay tuned. And this is Juanita reporting for CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
Hi, my name is Beverly, and I'm here representing the Jinga's Boutique.
Oh, what is the meaning of Jinga?
Yes, Nzinga. So we're Angolan, and my mom, she's a twin. And so, yeah, Nzinga, that's her nickname for when she was with twins. So, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So you're here at AFAM. Can you tell me more about your jewelry? Because I'm seeing the sunglasses, the things, and everything. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, so, you know, summer's coming, so we came out with our sunglasses today. And then as well, we have crocheted hats, hand-crocheted hats, and we have earrings from Angola. And we're just here, you know, to bring Angola into the map. We feel like there's not too many Angolans here. So we're like, okay, let's put ourselves on the map a little bit. And we do some catering as well.
Catering?
So, yes.
What food do you guys offer?
Anything you want, we can cook for you. Okay. You tell us and we will do it for you.
Can you tell us some Angolan cuisine, something that you recommend?
Recommend. Okay, my mom, she makes this really good, like, yellow rice. It's honestly amazing. Amazing. Okay. I'm not gonna lie. And her jollof rice is actually pretty good.
All right. I've never heard about Angolan jollof rice, so I'm excited.
So, yeah. No, and also, we have, we do beans as well, feijão. And one of my favorite dishes is, I want to say a bacalhau. A bacalhau is like a salty fish dish. And it's really good. It's a delicacy that you have to put the fish in the water for a few days,
okay,
for like a day. And then
it
just brings the flavorness to it. It's so good. Angolan food is really good, but for the catering, anything you want, we can do for you.
And can you tell us more how to get in contact with you? Your Instagram, your social media, anything. Just throw it out there.
So for the boutique, it's Nzinga's Boutique, and that's Nzinga. And then boutique. And then as well for the food, that's Ango Naturals. So basically it's A-N-G-O and the Naturals. And you can reach us there.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Juanita from CJSF. I'm here with a lovely person, a lovely vendor who's selling African dolls and so many cool things for us. Can I please get your name, please?
Margaret Alala.
Margaret Alana, that's a lovely name. Can I please get the name of your business?
Mary Daddy Crafts.
Mary Daddy Craft? Yeah, what does that mean?
Mary Daddy is a Swahili word meaning beautiful things.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm from Tanzania. I know what Mary Daddy means. That's so cool. Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya originally.
From Kenya?
Yeah,
that's
but
so
I've lived
nice.
In Canada like for 20 years, but I'm originally Kenyan.
That's so lovely. So what made you start into doing all of this?
I started actually like almost 20 years ago. I was mostly doing imports of African paintings and art because I really like paintings and art and it reminds me of home. And then afterwards, I branched out into jewelry, and I branched out into making my own jewelry, making my own things, as well as selling things, which I still bring from Kenya. Now what I do is with dolls, like I found that when you go to the shops, there weren't enough African or black dolls, or there was just like a very limited selection. So what I do is I buy black dolls, and then I redress them. I make them wear... What a young person would wear in a contemporary Canadian setting. Sometimes African fabrics, sometimes jeans, sometimes a mixture. So I try and make interesting clothes for the dolls so that anyone who wants African-inspired or black dolls has something interesting.
So lovely. Can you please tell us how our listeners can connect with you? Do you have an Instagram or a website?
Yeah, I have an Instagram. It's called Sable P, S-A-B-L-E-P-E-A.
Love that.
Yeah.
And it was lovely meeting you. My name is Juanita, and you listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. Hi, everyone. My name is Juanita, and I'm back here again with a very entrepreneurial person. I can't pronounce the business's name. Please pronounce the business.
Cicle.
Cicle. What does that mean?
So it means beauty.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit behind the beauty behind the business? What do we have here today?
Okay. So what we have is a collection of all natural handmade skincare products. Everything is inspired by nature and its healing properties, and we believe in the healing power of nature, so best believe our products are straight from the earth.
Okay. All right. What do you have here today?
So we have a collection of body moisturizers, and they're really good as bath oils as well, or massage oils. We have hair growth oils, some perfume oils, beard oils for the fellas, and we have three amazing facial serums for women as well. So we cater to different skin types. We have the one for acne-prone skin, We have some for like a normal combination skin that just want to have a glow or radiance on their skin. And we also have some for those who want that fountain of youth. So really, really great at reducing the wrinkles, but also promoting your collagen and elasticity in your skin.
Okay, you're really professional. You really know everything. I love that. Okay, can you tell me a bit, how do you get into this?
So I'm a skincare therapist, but from the time I've been young, I've always been curious about combining things and making concoctions from home. From the time I was 9 years old, I used to combine different oils, different botanicals from the garden. So I'd get avocados, put on my face, and things like that. So I started health and skincare, and once I was done, I said, hey, how about I learn how to make these products? So I did a formulation course, and this was born.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Can you tell the viewers how, the viewers and the listeners, how they can actually get to reaching your business? Maybe your Instagram or your LinkedIn or anything. Just like write, just spell it out for people to hear.
Okay, so I can be found at www.sihle.ca, and on Instagram that is SIHLE_skincare. That's about it. But thank you so much, Juanita. I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me, but I gotta get back the customers.
No worries. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Hi, everyone. I'm back here again with another designer who is going to tell us a bit more about your business. Can I please get your name and your business's name?
Hi, my name is Hannah Waldeus, and my business is Beaded Body. So I make handmade jewelry such as necklaces, bracelets, waist beads, and anklets.
Alrighty, how did you get into hand jewelry and body jewelry?
I started making it during COVID. So I used to make my own beads prior to that, but since COVID hit, I started making little projects, and here we are now.
Okay, can you tell me a bit more about how your jewelry is impacting, how you feel like your jewelry is impacting like African youth or black youth in the community?
I think it's a really good question. So I usually work with wooden beads. So most of my suppliers are from like the continent. So whenever they go back to visit, they bring me different pieces from different countries. So that makes me connected to my people in a way. So yeah.
That's so lovely. Okay, can you please tell our listeners how they can easily connect with you, either your Instagram or your website?
Yeah, you can reach me through Instagram at beadedbody_. So you can shoot me a DM and yeah, we can take it from there.
Hello everyone, it's Juanita again. I'm here with a lovely person who's going to talk about their African store. Please, can I get your name?
My name is Ijeoma.
Ijeoma, can you tell me about your business?
Oh, Machi African store is just 7 years old. It's still a baby.
Wow.
That is still growing. So we deal in all kind of African food from West Africa, Nigeria. So,
How did you start this business?
Well, I started a business when I was laid off for no reason. That was how I started the business, and the community support me. So that's why we're still thriving strong, and that's how we started.
Okay, so where did your business start?
In New Westminster. We're still in the same location, so 443 12th Street, New Westminster.
That's so great. Can you tell me a bit more about something interesting about your store or something interesting about you that you want people to know?
Well, we try to make it as home as possible. So everybody that come in, I want them to leave with a different experience. I don't want them to leave the way they come. So that's the focus of this. It's just like a community store that everybody is welcome. And when you come, we laugh, we talk, and everybody's happy.
Because, sense of home.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's so great. Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much for taking the time for the interview.
You're
it was
welcome,
lovely meeting you. And I'm back with a lovely person dressed in red here at the AFAM event. Can you please tell me about yourself and your business?
Oh, my name is Ruby, and I'm the founder of Black Van Club. And it's a blog about black events in Vancouver.
Okay, that's really lovely. How did you start?
Well, I started last summer, and I started after the pandemic, and everything opened up. And I wanted to rediscover the city and, just support my people and also find out what's going on in the community. So that's how I started.
By the community, you mean the black community in British Columbia?
Yeah, the black community. From what I could see, there was very little representation in terms of what's going on. And not that there's nothing going on. There is a lot of stuff going on, but nobody was really documenting what was going on from what I could see. Yeah.
So can you tell me a bit about yourself, your background, what made you go into blogging? Was it just one random pandemic day and you're like, bet, I'm gonna do it? Or
yeah, it was just off a whim, honestly. I started just posting my adventures and people started being interested and following. Then I started providing like weekly updates for what was going on, and I would actually go to some of those things, like today, the fashion show, I posted it on the page, and you know, I came and checked it out, and then I share it. That way, when next time when I post an event, people will be like, oh, I saw that event, I'm going to go check it out.
That's so cool. Can you tell us a bit about the person behind Black Van Club? What about you? Like, what is your name? We told you your name, like your meaning, where it's come from and everything.
I'm anonymous. No, I'm joking. I'm not anonymous. My name is Ruby, and I've been in Vancouver the past 13 years. So I'm a transplant. I came from Zimbabwe in Southern Africa. And yeah, I don't know what else.
That's great. That's really great. All right. Thank you so much. Is there this is the part where we ask where you can actually connect with our listeners. Could you please shout out your Instagram, your website, or anything that you want our listeners to know about your business?
Okay. So you can follow me. I usually post mostly on Instagram. So Black Van Club, B-L-A-C-K Van, V-A-N Club, C-L-U-B, Black Van Club. And it's pretty simple on Instagram, TikTok. And my website, www.blackvanclub.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Juanita here again. I'm with a lovely person who won AFAM Best Male Artist of the Year 2023. Can you please tell me your name and what brought you to BC?
Hey, Chale, what's up? It's Nirvana Rakojo. I'm from Victoria, and I'm here to celebrate AFAM Awards and, you know, get my award for Best Male Artist of the Year.
That's so exciting. Can you tell me a bit more about your music? Not everyone probably listens to you, so this is the time where they should. So which genre would you fall in, and how did you fall in love with music?
Oh, these are good questions. So I fell in love with music, you know, at a young age. I just always heard music around the house. You know, my dad also sang in the choir and stuff, and shout out to him because he's here today. And so, yeah, I grew up always around music. My mom always took me to African parties and all that sort of stuff. I would say my genre, whereas my genre is concerned, is basically Afro fusion. So
nice.
It's like a fusion of like R&B, soul, Afro beats, that type of vibe. And yeah, I have a new song coming out soon called DBV Salivate.
DBV Salivate. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's more of like a sexual, you know,
okay,
kind of R&B, you know, R&B. Yeah. So that's coming out really soon. And yeah, I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
That's so lovely. Can you tell me about your inspiration to music? What made you get started? I know you talked about your mom, your dad, but like maybe some musical inspirations, maybe someone outside. Is there like a musical role model that you look up to?
Yeah, so I grew up listening to all the greats, you know, Whitney, Mariah, Destiny's Child,
okay.
So that kind of, so my voice is kind of like very inspired by like the late 90s era. I love Prince.
Okay.
I'm a huge Prince fan. I'm a huge Jidenna fan. He's a Nigerian.
I love Jidenna.
You love
Jidenna? Yeah,
Jidenna's awesome. He just has his new song that came out today. Shout out to him, Blush. And yes, Tori Kelly is another huge inspiration of mine. Like, I'm a real vocalist, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I admire people that do real vocals and actually contribute a lot, you know?
That's really lovely. It was really lovely talking to you.
Yeah.
Can you please suggest one song for us to play in the radio? And also please state your Spotify tag.
One song of mine to play on the radio. Okay.
This could be the debut. This is your CJSF debut. So please give us a good one.
Okay, well, I have a song out right now. It's called Horripilation. It should be coming out in, I think, a week time.
Good time.
So it's in a week. It's coming out in a week. It's called Horripilation. It's already out, so you can hear it on YouTube. If you type in Nirvana, NirvanHai. I'm not a rock band. I'm an Afrofusion artist, you know? So, Chale, yeah, just like search up Nirvana and Horripilation is the song title and go listen to that. That's like one of my best songs. Catch a vibe, you know?
That's really lovely. It was really lovely talking to you guys. Again, it's Juanita, CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
You didn't miss me, got a different kind of mind. Didn't want to believe that you were reading I find such is a tick.
mind. These are the melodies that didn't make it be. You still get my matrix.
Travel for miles around, ain't no one in town. Homie, don't bother. My aura is the good karma. What you aiming at the stars for? Go higher. What you comparing to my vibe? My shit lava. And don't you let it hit the fan. I'm a fool on the beat. I'm a pimp in the streets. I'm a lover in the sheets. I'm a son. I'm a nyanya. Yeah, my nyanya na Maria. Yeah, brother, it's a wonder. I got spoke about Vancouver. My moves out of floor. Conversations of a brunch. In Spain, not too lunny. He got chosen by a queen. I should tell my mumarain. Meanwhile, when a friend a bit upon my igutara, drink a bride. Is a bad thing, yeah, that could bless me with a wine. Manya's just fine. No rush, take time. What a lust is a mind. Got a nigga so inclined to finesse every time that I flex with a rhyme like
with Man Yenya, and it was, I love the song so much, and I hope you enjoyed it too. We just heard interviews that Gigi did at the African Fashion Week show. And we also heard the very last interview was with the best artist that FM, so the African Fashion Week, nominated as best black artist of the year. And his name is Nirvana, not like the rock band, as you already said, with Horripilation. And if you want to check this song out, you should definitely check out our website, cdsf.ca, where you can find all of the songs I just played. We also heard Mishy Me with Jamaican Funk. And yeah, I really enjoyed these songs, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of today's Speak Up show. And I hope you could enjoy the sun, dance a little bit in the sun. And yeah, I'm so sad to say this, but this is my fourth last show of Speak Up, because I only have 4 weeks left here in Canada, unfortunately. If you don't know me, hi, I'm Vivian, and I've been here since 5 months. I am the intern here from CJSF, and it was so much fun to host Speak Up. And I mean, I have 3 shows left, so stay tuned for that. I have really cool interviews planned with the Sofer Sound. So Monyenya is an artist that I discovered during a Sofer Sound concert. If you don't know Sofer Sound, it's a gathering in a hidden place, so you'll know the place just before the concert starts. It was so much fun to listen to him, so I like playing him a lot. And yeah, we will listen to an interview with the Sofer Sound manager, so we get a little bit of an insight behind the Sofer Sound scenes. And also I want to do a show about the Willow Project, and project that is now right now happening in the US, where it was now approved by Joe Biden, and that could destroy maybe our future, and yeah, that especially the Arctic. So it's a really, really interesting topic and really, really important. So I want to invite some people to talk about that too. And I also want to talk about the upcoming spring ball that SFU Football is hosting this Saturday. So stay tuned for that. And I hope you can enjoy the next show. It is Democracy Now in like 1.5 minutes. And I hope you enjoyed today's Speak Up show. I had so much fun listening to the music, all black Canadian artists. And if you want to support them, check out our website, cjsf.ca, and our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter to find more information about the songs that I just played. And you can also find the website on our website of the African Fashion Week show. And yeah, I hope you can enjoy the sunny weather here. And yeah, check out the FM Fashion Week, because it is such a cool event, and it's such a cool gathering with many clothes, many artists, many cool people, different people, a variety of people and culture. And yeah, it can really show you how important the African culture is, and especially how it influenced Canada. So you should inform yourself about that and check out the website. It's every year, once a year, so especially wind, and it's happening next February or March, mostly during the Black History Month that happened last February, but this year it was in March. So check out the website for the date for next week. And we have 20 seconds left, and I have to say goodbye for now, but stay tuned for next week. Speak Up, 10 to 11 a.m. And if you want to listen more to my voice, you should definitely tune in on Thursday to my show. It's happening from 1 to 2 p.m. And this is Democracy Now!